Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, that was something. All right, let's get to the phones. I want to knock down the calls. We've got some Tiger stuff, some Lions stuff. I want to see if I'm being fair with a barometer to judge a legendary coach. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes. Rico will tell me if I'm being...
I was about to say, somehow that means I'm the arbitrator.
You are. And you can keep the airline miles. All right, let's go to Lou, 97.1. Lou, what's going on?
Hey.
What's up?
I think the Lions are better than the 49ers this year and last year. We had a couple fluke... I mean, we were blowing them out in the first half. We had a couple fluke plays. We had receiver drop passes. That receiver's gone. Our defensive backs are gone. Brandon Ayuk's not with them anymore. He's the one that was tearing us up. So I think we're better than they are now. And I think that there was a shift somewhere towards the end of the season with us getting respect from the NFL officials outside of the Dallas game. I mean, like that Rams game, there was towards the end, there was pass interference they would have called against us in the past that they didn't. So I think there's that kind of shift going into this year. I think we're going to win more games like last year. We should have won.
Hold on, but
three or four games where we had bad calls.
Lou, hold on 1 second, because shame on me. Like I'm kind of in the bubble when I do the show, and I don't have social. Did Ayuk go somewhere today?
No, he has
not. All right,
not.
So he's not gone yet.
No.
All right, no. Lou was tripping me out. I'm like, did I miss the news report?
He and T. Higgins have become the hottest commodities.
No,
people want.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I read something where he's pretty much gone. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No. Lou, I was making sure I wasn't in some kind of coma while I was on the air.
No, John Lynch came out and said at the meetings, like, no, our job is to make sure he stays on the team. But now that everything has happened, he's become a hot commodity. And Lou, I will say this. If you're going to go and give me that of, oh, it's a couple plays and this, that, and the other – if that's the case, then you also have to give credit to the Green Bay Packers, who came to Ford Field and did something that most people could not do, and that's not only beat you, but beat you handily in front of everybody.
And did you know that we're like 0-13 with that stupid crested butt moon on Thanksgiving? That's some fluky thing. Did you hear about that?
No. Rico, you're huge into astronomy. I expect you to have this news report. Go ahead.
We're 0-13 when there's a crescent butt moon on Thanksgiving, and we're 0-12 going into that game. So that's, I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing.
Okay, Lou, you've now given me something to look forward to next year. Thank you so much.
Fascinating.
I like little oddities like that.
And the Pistons are 13-62 with a crested butt GM.
I'll allow it.
By the way, did you see Steve Clifford? I'm out. Steve, there's 6 games left in the season. This is enough. I have had enough. Okay. The Hornets coach just walked.
What happens if I leave? Well, we're not going to pay you. Fine. End of the season, I'm done. Who's going to start? Don't care.
Do I still get paid? Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. So I want to talk about the Tigers, and I could talk about the Lions, but like I think everyone has basically said what I was going to say on that subject, so I'll just talk about the Tigers. Now, before you call me deflated, I want to preface with this. It's a good feeling that we've beaten the teams that we've played so far, and I'm happy they're 4-0. It's certainly better than being 0-4, and the pitching, just as we said, has been good. And I hope it continues to be that way the rest of the year. And I'll scoobble for Cy Young. Let's make it happen. Now, on to the real point of my call. You know, I'm with David. This offense, once again, is not fun to watch, and it's really starting to annoy me. Even more frustrating is that you aren't even playing good teams, and you're still struggling to score. Like, if you were playing the Braves or the Rangers, I would understand and be happy with scratching out wins, you know, 3-2, 1-0, because those are really tough teams, and the philosophy of just win applies. I don't care how you beat those teams, just beat them. But you aren't playing those teams. You're playing teams that will lose maybe 100 games. Like, I hear a lot of comparisons to the Pirates, but last I checked, the Pirates have, like, double the number of runs that this team has scored. And we know for sure they aren't going anywhere. And winning games 1-0 or 3-2 cannot be kept up. Not even if you have the best staff in all of baseball. Now, small sample size and things could improve at any point, and I really hope they do. But, you know, I'm getting to a point where, like, unless they go, like, on a tear where they win, like, 25 games or something with that same philosophy where they just score, like, 1 run or 2 runs or whatever – I'm at, like, DEFCON 4. Now, I don't mean to be, like, top 10 or top 15, but, like, you know, when the Tigers in 06 were good, their offense was super one-dimensional. You can go look it up, but they hit lots of home runs. They were exciting to watch.
Right.
For me, just score runs. I don't care how you score the runs. Just please score, get them. You know, when you're getting abused by Sean Manaea for 7 innings, a guy who historically you've owned, you know, in past seasons.
No, Nick, and that's my point is, get me an above 500 record through the month of April. Show me. Proof of life. Go a month playing this way, or maybe it changes, and then I'll get excited. I'm with you, though. There's an entertainment quotient to this where, look, thank God they got Jason Benetti, or I'd be ready to throw a brick through the television. No, it's very hard to watch.
It's not fun to watch teams fail to score like 2 runs a game, like 1 run a game. It's not fun. 9 innings of doing nothing. It's not, you know.
It's a lot like having James Franklin as your coach.
Oh, well, don't remind me about that guy.
I know. Listen, Nick, we'll have a lot of conversations.
I can't wait for that season.
Don't worry. Oh, listen, and don't worry. We have something on the show sheet for the near future. Win totals are out, and one of them is inexplicable to me. Carry on.
What? I thought you would find that interesting.
I find it very interesting. Let's go to Ian, 97.1. Ian, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
So as far as the Tigers go, I'm kind of a casual baseball fan. So for them to get me to actually start tuning into games, especially from where I live here in Boston, they're going to need to just be, like, somewhat entertaining. You know, the 1-0 games or the 3-2 games aren't exactly going to do it for me. So just, you know, show me that you have a functioning offense, and then I'll start watching, because that means you could actually, you know, string some wins together. The Lions are really what I wanted to talk about. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree with you. Like, you got to show me something, or if this is how they're going to play, show me a month of it. Show me. Give me a reason to care.
Yeah, just some kind of consistency.
Yep.
With the Lions, I mean, it just seems like, is there ever going to be a point where we have nice things in this town? I mean, do we have a single GM that's willing to go out and get, like, a big name player? I mean, Javi Baez is the most recent, like, big name free agent signing that we thought we were getting, and look how that worked out. So with the Lions, I mean, it seems like, and especially now with the Texans today going out and getting Stephon Diggs, it's like, I'm not saying break the bank over somebody that doesn't make sense with your team, but, like, can we get somebody of note to, like, put on a season ticket or, like, sell some jerseys? Like, Does any of the moves that we've made, you know, DJ Reader being the biggest one, does that get us over the hump for the Super Bowl?
I think Reader helps you. And look, Ian, a player can be very, very helpful without being on the season ticket. And I understand your point, and I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Because I think there is an ability for us to get over the hill here and maybe supplant the Niners. And I don't think they've done that. I think they got better. I think they got better responsibly in short term. Ian, I'm holding out hope that as we get into the summer, they surprise us by adding a high-level corner. Maybe it's Stephon Gilmore on a short-term deal. Maybe it's the Dave Burkett special of Marshawn Lattimore. But Ian, I'm with you. Like, there was more to be had here, and they haven't done it. So I'm waiting. Maybe draft night a surprise happens. I don't know. I got to wait and see. But I'm with you.
Well, I mean, even if Stephon Gilmore is your, you know, your biggest free agent signing, that would still make me happy because then you've addressed a big need on defense.
Correct. You will have revamped. You will have revamped your top three corners. Carlton Davis on one side, Gilmore on the other, Amik Robinson, who's a high level nickel. We're good. We revamped it.
Yeah.
I need that.
I mean,
though,
that would be, you know, at this point, the best that we could ask for, because I don't think they're going out and getting some big name defensive end like I personally wanted. But
yeah, no, they believe believe in Houston. They added Davenport as the insurance policy. Ian, I'm not telling you it's right. I'm just telling you it's real. They're placing a major bet that they have the answer in Houston.
Well, think about it. They did the same bet at the end of the season when they didn't go out and get any defensive end because they said Houston's going to come back from injury and he's going to be the reason why. And that spawned the chair drop.
Rico, tell them all about it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we'll get the Deal Breakers bottom of the hour. We got a blitz coming at you as well. Lions and Tigers are both in the mix today. But Rico, something happened, small, and it's a good one-segment thing. And I want you to be the arbiter of justice. I want you to be the mediator. So Mark Montgomery, one of Tom Izzo's assistants, shows you the caliber of these assistants. The job he was offered was, in my mind, the singular worst job in all of sports.
This may be the most backhanded compliment I've ever heard in my life. Continue.
Mark Montgomery is going to be your next coach at the University of Detroit, a team that went 1-32 or whatever it is. But do you know Cookie Moore? So Mark Montgomery's gone. Why do I bring this up? Why? First of all, I don't care about Mark Montgomery or U of D. I bring it up for this reason. Tom Izzo put himself on the clock by saying, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make a deep run in this tournament or die trying. Well, batter up, Thomas, because here's where we are. You can do what you've been doing, or you can do what you need to do. Let me explain. Here's what you've been doing. Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. Cutscene. The introductory press conference for Tum Tum Nairn as your new assistant head coach. The press conference introducing Adam Ballinger as the next assistant. It'll be Tom finding some broke bleep Spartan to just join the family.
Or wait, what if he goes and not bring back a Spartan, but come on back home, Dane Fife?
or you go completely outside the sphere because you want a new voice. You want a new pair of eyes. You want someone who doesn't view it the way that you do, who won't refer to you as Big Chief, who won't sit there and just acquiesce. You want someone who's going to provide a new perspective. So I think this is an actual checkpoint for Tom.
As an arbiter, I would say, I agree with you.
Okay.
No, this is that point where you bring in somebody who says, hey, guys, why do we do it this way? It's the way we've always done it. I know. But why do we do it this way? Justify to me, because this doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because a lot of times it becomes tradition and you don't even know why. It's just what's always been there. And once you say it out loud, it's like, well, this really doesn't make sense. Thank you. Fresh pair of eyes, a new perspective. How about somebody who can bring in new defenses, new offenses, because I've tried running this and this is successful. This is what we could do. We kind of talked about it with Hurley at UConn. He doesn't understand analytics, but he went and hired somebody who did and said, I'm going to trust you. Help me out here. Cutscene, UConn dominates college hoops. Does he get it? No, but I hired somebody who did because I saw the next stage of college hoops. Mike, I'm with you.
Okay.
This is one where, yeah, I'd be a little disappointed if it was just knee-jerk, bring back old Spartan guy to come back and help him out.
Rico's attending the press conference for Jason Andreas to be the new assistant coach.
Hey, I said it a while ago, back when LaValle Jordan was available. I'm like, go get him.
He's on TV now.
I know, but at the time, it was like, I don't care that he coached at Michigan. Who cares? That wasn't his dream job. But he could bring in a fresh pair of eyes, and he's a guy that seems hungry that he wants to get and become a head coach, because that's the other thing. I want an assistant who doesn't want to be here in 4 years. I want an assistant who is renting an apartment. I'm not buying a house here
right,
because I don't plan on being in East Lansing. Tom, it's great, but I got to get out of here because I don't want to stay in your shadow.
And right now, let's face it, I mean, Doug Wojcik will die in East Lansing. No one's hiring Doug Wojcik.
It's a great gig because you're making six figures and there's not a ton of pressure on you.
Okay, so that was one. Now can we get to the crackheaded opinion? I had an outside-the-box idea.
It's not crackheaded.
This is a bad idea. You got to work with me, and this is on projection. A certain player hit the portal. Now, I happen to believe Michigan State needs they need that Aaron Rodgers enema. They need some sizzle. They need something that is going to make it attractive to play there, both in the recruiting rank and in the portal era. This player's father adores Tom Izzo. It's factual. Tom Izzo could pick up the phone and call this player. And I don't know that the NIL really matters, because said player is a billionaire. He cares about son having a way better sophomore year than freshman year.
Son improving his skills on the floor.
Can't shoot 27% from
there. Not son improving the bank account.
It's Bronny James. If you're Tom, I want you to think about this now, people, before all you old head Spartans yell at me. I'm not telling you Bronny James is that good. He did not have a good year playing 19 minutes a game at USC. Guess what? Most freshmen don't. But you know what this would do? This gets LeBron at some of the games. This gets LeBron rocking Spartans gear. This modernizes MSU basketball and makes them hot on the recruiting trail. Mm-hmm. And would it in any way, shape, or form help get other players to want to come here?
I think it would.
It's just an idea.
No, the second I saw that, because he was recruiting Bronny James when he got out of high school. It was like, okay, I would love for him to come there. He and LeBron have a relationship. It would mean LeBron's rocking MSU gear. It becomes the cool thing. LeBron shows up during the summer practices out there playing with the Steve Smiths and the Draymond Greens.
Which is when you close your five-star athletes.
Right, because now they're there on a visit saying, wow, we got LeBron here in there. Yes. Or you get people to transfer in. Is he a superstar?
No.
He's not going to be. It's one that I think could improve the program, over the image of the program overall. And You don't have to worry about NIL because he's not coming and asking for the bag because they make the bags. They have more money than, what are you going to buy him, a car? Yeah, I got one.
Right, Walmart. House,
he walks around with two bodyguards. Like, he's got it all right
now.
He has
a spaceship.
Yeah, he's got it all. His father just wants to help him get better, and he respects Tom. So this may be one where...
Yeah, true or false, MSU needs a guard in the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, because...
True or false, I'm banning A.J. Hogard from campus.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
I'm throwing it out there.
He can shoot the three.
He didn't at USC.
He's streaky.
My point is, you know, Tom says he's going to do whatever it takes or die trying. Yeah. Okay. Now, look, the assistant coach thing is checkpoint one. I'm not mad if Bronny James go wherever he wants. I'm making a point. I'm trying to think outside of the box of how I get this team and this program back to being relevant.
If you want to get to that championship level, I would say if I had Tom sitting right here, we were interviewing, you do realize you got to do different things to get different results. You've done it your way for now a bunch of years, and you keep banging your head and wondering, well, what's wrong? Try doing something different, and that could be a different voice in the room of someone who has zero ties to MSU, but believe it or not, is still a good coach, a young assistant who's hungry, who won back in Michigan State's heyday. All of those guys got head coaching jobs. Now, they got fired from them, but they were hot commodities, and everybody wanted the Tom Crean's, the Garland's, and all of those people who sat on the bench.
What about Stan Heath?
He got a job.
I know.
That's it. Mark Montgomery got, like, people wanted him because they wanted out. They didn't want to be in East Lansing for the rest of their life.
David,
you need to get that type of an assistant.
We'd like to welcome Edong Ebok as our next assistant. Ticket text, and then we'll get to
what I was going to give you is Bronny James odds according to betonline.ag. I'm sorry, Michigan State has the ninth best odds currently, 12-1.
Okay,
then UNC and Akron at 10-1. I think that's just a hometown thing there. Duke is at 7-1, Oregon 4-1, and leading is Ohio State at 3-1.
And I fully understand it. Okay, he almost went to OSU out of high school. He almost went to Oregon, plus you have the Nike connection. I'm not going to flip out. I'm making a point. If Tom said, I'm going to do whatever it takes, this is the type of thing you have to do where you go, well he's going to take up a spot. Well, here's what else I'm doing. If I'm Tom, I'm already gold with the paintball gun in my own locker room. Foom, foom. You're
spots.
Not welcome back.
Yeah, you got spots that you're, you know, no offense, but Davis Smith is gone. There's an open scholarship. He can have that one.
Maddie, gone. A.J. Hogard, gone.
Well,
Jackson Kohler, gone.
Are you bringing Kohler
gone.
Back, Mike?
You lied to me. Gone.
I did not lie to
gone.
You. The man was injured. Okay?
And
people
and,
can get better in a year.
He didn't.
He was, I'm talking next season. You had him being Kareem.
No.
I said, hey, Evan and I went up and watched the game, and I'm like, dude, this
Mike,
guy
Mike, you're not
going to
believe this.
He torched it. He scored like 53 points.
Jackson Kohler looks like Pau Gasol.
Okay.
I saw Dr. J play last night.
Okay.
Yeah. And see, Mike, it's the closest thing I've seen to Will Chamberlain.
Okay. This is why I'm never giving you
any. Akeem Olajuwon was, whoa, I saw him again. Hey. Reincarnated.
He started talking like straight up Batman. He calls me, Harvey.
You know what?
Rico just breathing deeply into the phone. Jackson Kohler.
To both of you. Your mother.
Great place to stop the segment right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here, I'll start. You're a billionaire. You spend way too much on horses. The trainer you want to use is banned from earning Kentucky Derby points, and you have a horse that's about to go on the Kentucky Derby trail. Deal breaker or not, that man cannot train your horse if your aspirations are the Kentucky Derby. It's self-explanatory. Right. Move along.
You can't, yeah.
Thanks. I mean, and again, the loophole's already been proven. If you want Bob Baffert to train your horse up until the point the Derby preps happen, and then you hand the horse to, say, geez, maybe one of his former assistants who's trying to be a trainer, but
who's probably in contact with him daily.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I know. Tim Yachtin. You can do that. You didn't do that. Now you want to turn around and sue.
I mean, we all know Tim Yachtin is the guy.
Right. Let's continue.
I was thinking the same thing myself.
Let's just continue.
Timmy Yak.
My sport is a joke.
Timmy Yak.
Timmy Yak.
Timmy Yak.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Your friend has some really great tickets to the Tigers home opener.
Mm-hmm.
He says he'll swing by, pick you up a few hours before the game starts. No problem. The problem is, he'll want you to stay out the rest of the evening and expect you to do the same. He knows you don't have to work the next day. What excuse can you come up with to not carpool with him? Or you just be honest and say, it ain't going down, I'll meet you down there.
Rico, take the lead.
Yeah, just be an adult and say, hey, thanks for the tickets. I got some other stuff I need to do after the game. What is it? Don't worry about it. I'll meet you down there. We'll have fun, and then I got to go and do my other things. Okay, great. I mean, I don't see how you're forced to hang with this person all day and night long because they gave you free tickets to a game. So, no, I'll pay for the parking. I'll do everything else. I'm not spending the entire evening with you, Roberto. I mean, I'm not going down to the game.
Kenny.
I don't think this question's for me because I'm going out and I'm partying all night long. I'm still there, yeah. You know? That I'm probably the guy with the tickets inviting you. I'm the person in this situation.
Yeah, Kenny, I'm good. Shame. You have fun.
They've said it all. I'm with you. And again, I'm at a state, the hassle of opening day. My God. Just a sea of drunks. It's just too much.
I mean, who doesn't like $100 parking for a lot that costs you $10 the next day?
Mike, I'm sitting right here, okay?
What'd you say, Kenny?
I said I'm sitting right here, okay?
Now, honestly, you're the least of the worries. You're in the 1% of drunks. It's everybody else I'm worried about. You're just happy to be there and you stare at the sky.
It's a person with great seats who never made it to the game.
Uh-oh.
They're passed out in the parking lot.
Roberto.
No, he's just saying, not you, Roberto.
No, I'm saying,
question.
I was saying, proceed with segment. Oops.
All right, here you go. Your buddy is a highly skilled electrician with his own business. One night you run into him and you casually bring up that you need some new recessed lighting in your house.
Ooh.
He says, don't even mention it. He'll take care of it. And it'll give you guys a chance to hang out a little more. When installation day comes, he ends up sending over some teenage apprentice who you have little confidence in.
Uh-oh.
Not only did your friend not show up, he also had the apprentice give you a bill for the work. Is this what he meant by I'll take care of it?
No, we got a
problem. Do you leave it alone and pay or question his business/friend ethics?
No, you choose the latter. You call him. You said you were going to come over and handle it. I took that you were going to come over and do it. Second of all, I don't know who the hell Bobby is, but he was in my house. I just, I'd have a real issue with it.
And when you say words like "don't mention it" and "I'll take care of it," it kind of means that it's on the arm, right?
Yeah, mm-mm, yeah. And then they hit you with an invoice.
No, come on. That's where I'm going to have the conversation beforehand. I'm sorry, David. I'm going to have the conversation beforehand. Roberto, what does that mean? Does this mean you're going to pay for this? Are you giving me a discount? Who's going to do the work? I appreciate what you're doing. Let's just put it down on paper, okay? Friendship is business is business. Let's put this on paper that you're going to do this because there are certain things I don't mess around with. That's one where thanks for doing this. How much is this going to cost me? Now, the next question is, I got it. I'll pay for it. Are you doing it?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm bringing my apprentice.
Right.
How good? Now I question it.
You vouch for him.
Right. This is one of those that if he screws up, you're paying for anything that he screws up.
Yeah. Taking care of it to me means you're doing it. I was already expecting to come out of pocket for something. Okay. Right. I'm not expecting free.
Yeah.
But you're doing this. Not the apprentice.
Or if it's, like you said, if it's somebody that you're vouching for, like, hey, this guy is me 20 years ago. Okay. Let's see.
I'm with you, Rico. When you say things like, I'll take care of it, I think my next question in that conversation is, all right, how much is it going
to
be?
Kenny, I'm the same way. If somebody says, hey, we're going out to dinner, I'll take care of it. Okay. What does that mean?
Right.
Because I'm not going to sit here at this dinner table and the check comes and you're looking at me as I'm looking at you as you're looking at me.
That's where I get up and go to the restroom.
Sit down.
All right, here's another one for you.
As you're leaving for work.
God, this music's ridiculous.
As you're leaving for work, you notice a man in front of your house around the landscaping. He says he's from the gas company, is checking for a leak. His yellow vest and white truck have no recognizable logos of the gas company on them. You really need to get on the road to work. Your wife is still home alone. Do you tell her to keep the doors locked and don't answer the door or shut off the car and go back inside and let work know you're going to be a little late? Choice B. Cameras everywhere. 3 dogs. Locked doors. I got to go.
Yeah.
That's it. It's daylight. Now, if it's night, that's a different thing. Then you got like a night crawler out there. That's a whole different ball game. No, I'm going about my day. Does that make me crazy? No. You guys are looking at me
God. Actually, that came from me this morning. That happened this morning.
You were creepily out someone's home.
No, I was not the gas leak guy. I'm from
the gas company. See?
I got a yellow vest.
Bro, I would have just, what Mike said, I had some guy do that, like planting those little flags. I'm like, well, you took them up. Yeah, because I don't know you, and I got to cut the grass. So, either tell me who you are, who you work for, or quit putting these damn things in my lawn.
Well, you know what was weird? He actually had the wrong house. So, after looking at his paperwork, he goes, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong meter. You don't have a leak. As I'm getting in my car, he shows me my neighbor. He goes, look at this. And he takes like a spray, you know, with soap and water. That's how you find the leak in the gas leak, right? Sprays down the sheet. He goes, look at this. He sprays it. It starts bubbling up like crazy. This is the most massive gas leak I think I've ever seen.
And that was the last time we ever heard from Roberto. Yeah.
Enjoy your Tiger baseball.
Like, all right, honey, got to go to work. I'll see
you. You want to see a gas leak? I'm good.
Wow.
That ranks right up there. You want to see a dead body?
No.
And that is Deal Breakers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.